Hello, greetings. This is David in a Fulcrum podcast, wishing you a prosperous and fulfilling new year. This episode centers around questions regarding roles from those who listened to the first episode that highlighted the difference between dealing with stress at its root causes and dealing with its symptoms. To make this tangible, an example to dealing with a stress symptom is by relaxation and self-healing through meditation, which is absolutely great whenever it works. An example to dealing with stress at its root cause is by developing the ability to take charge of what we say yes to and what we say no to, and especially how we go about stylizing our yeses and nos. This podcast ventures into the world of roles, specifically in the context of developing our ability to handle situations and opportunities that come our way throughout the whole spectrum of living. The big question shadowing handling pressure and stress is, do we meet these situations with our habits, thereby limiting the scope of our responses? Or are we able to step outside our habits and be what a situation calls for? Does it call for patience, courage, a clear-cut decision, asking the right questions, doing nothing, giving a helping hand, a bit of kindness, a specialized skill set, simple common sense, a bit of leadership, perhaps a bit of creativity? To what degree are we able to be the need at the point of need? It's a big development, as you may guess. So, what is a role? Fixing or evolving, a role is a vehicle of self-development and self-expression, coming to life in the flow of living, in our struggle to find out what it means to be a developing human at any given point in time. World history has given rise to countless roles that have become etched in the cultural DNA of the world we live in. A tyrant is a role. An illumined leader is a role. A person enacting themselves into life are enacting a role. The choices we make determine the scope and qualities lived by the roles that we are able to enact throughout our life. Let's consider the realms of leadership and the difference between those that are fixed in old paradigms, in dogma, and those pioneering the profoundly transformational future of leadership, such as its vital role in the future of education. Many of us are looking for new ways forward that can be discovered through dynamic role plays. And dynamic here to mean not static and arrested in habitual repetition. I once visited a research and development center where they are trying to generate a breakthrough in the application of nuclear fusion. Fascinating subject. I watched a lady scientist and her team choreographing a remarkable dance to enact the natural laws of quantum fusion to help themselves and others better understand the dynamics involved via an experiential approach. Afterwards, we were engaging in an inspirational dialogue, delving into the realms of nuclear fusion in the context of human development. Where the real deal is, the one that science is yet to come to terms with. What very much caught me was that how these young scientists were breaking the mold in expanding their range of scientific thinking through expanding the boundaries of inclusiveness within the role of a scientist. Deploying the facility of movement and dance to expand the horizons of human awareness in this context. Absolutely fascinating. Becoming a more capable individual by learning how to bring to life greater segments of our natural potential, which, yes, being human is mostly untapped, naturally leads to reduced level of stress and anxiety that are caused by applying ourselves in ways that do not work or only partially work. Can you recognize the one-act pony syndrome from within your life when you're facing a certain situation that you need to respond to in a certain way, to deliver, to engender a certain outcome, and it's just simply not working? The frustration, how it backfires, what it leaves you with, and how much you would wish that you would be able to simply do it differently, respond differently, act differently. We all have these experiences throughout our life, each and every one of us. Let's go a little bit deeper here. Are you one of those who are half terrified of addressing a large forum of people? Because many of us are. Well, you won't be, or at least not as much, not so much so, when stepping into a role where, for a moment of time, you become a Martin Luther King or a Queen Elizabeth. Not in a way that imitates, but in a way that enacts the essence qualities that made them great speakers. Do you fear giving direct feedback to your boss, partner, anyone, whoever they are? Much of the fear is neutralized, can be neutralized, in playing out a role of, say, being for a moment a representative of the Ministry of Truth. Without stating this, of course, it's all in your mind. It is a mindset. Because being humans, unfinished, still evolving, in essence, and here please sidestep comparison, competition, the need to like be really good and being measured and being evaluated, that's really doesn't go there at all. When we are talking about human development, most of the evaluations that are used in the 21st century regarding good and bad do not actually apply at all to human development. We can be anything we like in essence by how we flavor our act, our development, our thinking. So yes, without stating this, so does this sound a bit silly, being a representative of the Ministry of Truth or the representative of the Ministry of Wisdom? Well, maybe try it, because it does work wonders, especially with a little practice. Let's now consider an example of what arguably sits at the heart of this process, enacting the role of being human. What are you like when simply in the freedom of being human, inside of the freshness of a new day? What does it look like, sound like, feel like? What is the voice of a developing human inside of all the other voices speaking through the world's orchestra of deeply ingrained habits? And yes, each role has its voice. The voice of a leader, a parent talking to their child, a teacher in the act of teaching, a commander in action, the voice of a friend, the guide in a jungle. Consider the range of voices in your life. Is there a need for a new voice, or perhaps for a muted voice to have its say in a bigger way? So, to sum up, playing out roles contribute to the development of new skill sets, to expanding the envelope of human consciousness and self-awareness, and our ability to respond to greater needs and, at times, precious opportunities, rather than drowning in our personalized needs. There is also a profound energetic dimension to this, as a well-enacted role is also a vehicle of potent energetic blends inside of the currency of a new day, inside of the currency of a new opportunity. And we've just about scratched the surface of a vast and wondrous domain. Please note that this really is just a little unassuming taster, and hopefully it may be of a little use to you. Here this podcast concludes, and I'm looking forward to receiving your feedback.